If you're over 40 and want to be the best version of yourself, Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence is here to help. Clarence Ferguson is a seasoned loan officer, fitness expert, personal chef, and entrepreneur who leads a revolution of men and women who want to live their best life going into middle age. Inspiring dialogue, challenging topics, and industry leaders are here offering tips and how-tos to improve your life. Now, here's Coach Clarence.
All right, everybody, what's up? Welcome to Fit Over 40. It's our first podcast of 2024. We had a great year. We're going to keep things moving, keep bringing in innovators, people with great business ideas, people who help you live your best life, whether it's fitness, whether it's finances or mindset. And in studio today, I have my friend of many years,
sir,
Khalid Mateen. He yes, is sir. An entrepreneur, the best way to describe it. I'm going to let him tell his story, and then we're going to jump into a topic I think a lot of you who listen to my show will need to know because a lot of you are self-employed. Yeah. So, Khalid, how you doing, brother? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you, sir. And, you know, it's good to see you again. I know we haven't caught up in a long time, but it's good that we got a great opportunity and something great to talk about. So just for your audience, a little bit about me. You know, I was originally a loan officer back in the day, and, you know, I got into flipping houses and, you know, just pretty much anything generally to do with real estate. Lately, or the last thing I was doing was Airbnb. You guys might have caught my Airbnb special for the Super Bowl, for those of us that are here in Arizona for last year's Super Bowl. And so... just always being around folks that are self-employed, folks that are trying to, you know, create new ways of income. You know, that's kind of what I specialize in.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So today we're going to talk about the self-employment tax credit. Explain what that is.
Okay. So what it's called, it's kind of catchy name is the SETC. And that does stand for the self-employment tax credit. So a lot of you may know or may have heard about the ERC, which is the Employment Retention Credit. That was the program where you could get $26,000 for each employee that you were paying via W-2 during the pandemic. That means 2020 and 2021. And so... Been part of the rescue bill, that was for that program. But part of that also went to self-employed folks because there was no relief for the self-employed 1099 person out there. So basically, the program is pretty easy to work. First thing I want to stress is that it is not a loan. It's not something that you have to worry about paying back. It is a tax credit. So that means it is free and you don't ever have to worry about paying that back. And it's pretty easy to qualify. The main thing to qualify is that you had to have filed 1099 or self-employed for the years 2020 and 2021.
Mm-hmm. So let's pause right here for a quick break. You're listening to Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence.
What is SETC, Self-Employed Tax Credit? The Self-Employed Tax Credit refers to the sick leave and family leave tax credit. Provisions for self-employed individuals. If you were self-employed in 2020 and 2021, you could qualify for the SETC. This includes sole proprietors who run businesses with employees, 1099, subcontractors, and single-member LLCs. You're on the right track if you filed a Schedule C or a Partnership 1065 on your federal tax returns for 2020 and 2021. No upfront fees. This is not a loan. It is not taxable. It does not have to be paid back. The SETC allows qualified self-employed workers to recover up to $32,220 for 2020 and 2021. Please find a link in the show notes. And now back to Fit Over 40 with your host, Coach Clarence.
So is this a loan?
Again, it's not a loan. It's a grant from the IRS itself. So basically how it works, it's kind of like you would call it maybe sick pay that the government would be giving you as far as a tax credit during the pandemic. So it has two parts. The first initial part is the compensation or tax credit for sick time that you had during the pandemic. So what they'll do is they'll take 10 days, and you can do it for 2020 and for 2021. They'll take 10 days, and then they'll calculate what your daily income is, and they'll allow you to go back to 2019 to calculate what that daily payment is. And so they'll give you whatever that daily payment is for 10 days up to $511 a day. Okay. And you can file that, or you can qualify for that for the tax years of 2020 and 2021. And so the second part of that is that if you had a child, if you had to quarantine yourself, you take care of mother, you know, wife, whatever it is, then they'll give you another 50 days at $200 a day. And they'll do that for both 2020 and 2021. So if you are eligible for both years for this tax credit, you could easily walk away with about $32,000. And again, it's not a loan. It's part of the COVID relief fund package that was passed in 2020 or 2021. And it's really easy to qualify.
So how long does it typically take once you apply for this credit?
For this particular program, it's normally 3 to 6 weeks. And that a lot of times will depend on the documentation that you may be requested. For example, if you had a child that you had to care for, you lost time for work during the pandemic, then you might have to get a letter from your child's school saying that, hey, we were closed for this period of time. So things like that, but it's no income qualification. There's no credit qualification. Basically, the qualification is if you pay taxes, self-employed or 1099 in the years 2020 and 2021.
Gotcha. I noticed that this would be a great opportunity for people who are, looking for side work. What can you say about that?
Well, it's a great opportunity because it isn't a loan. It doesn't take that long. I'd say 3 to 6 weeks is what the time frame for you to actually receive the funds. You get the funds from the IRS directly in your bank account. So, everything. And one thing that's really important, the program to file for this program for 2022 tax year is going to end April 15th, 2024. So there is a limited time to take advantage of the tax credit for 2020. Now, the tax credit for 2021, that is going to be ending April 15th, 2025. So you have a little bit more time on that. But the best thing to do is to get, if you file for both years, be able to get that tax credit for both years. And this can really help to make up for some time that you missed or money or income that you missed during the pandemic. And you can use these funds to now, since we're out of it, improve your business, feed it back into the business, or if you're trying to do something new.
Now, some people will be skeptical. They'll start saying, like, is this a scam?
Right.
How would you address that?
Well, you can go directly on the IRS website and read all about this program. So that's the first thing. But, when people are talking about being, fraud and stuff like that, really, really what's going on is that you've got these other organizations out there that are, don't know what they're doing, or they're scamming people for money and things like that. It's always, a few bad people ruin it for everyone else. But you can go to you can go directly to the IRS website. It's a legitimate situation. And, you know, really, that's how you're going to be able to find out, you know, get with your CPA as well, because they should, if they're any good, they should know about the program. I'll tell you this, a lot of them don't know how the program works, but they can at least verify if it's a legitimate program or not.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on the website checking things out. I noticed it says that Snap Financial and Snap Partners will do a free audit assistance for 5 years.
Sure.
Is that like an audit of your business if you qualify, or to make sure that you file the paperwork correctly?
So this program, I mean, you could file it yourself. What you're actually doing is that for the years 2020 and 2021, you're going to be amending your tax return. That's how you're going to qualify for the credit. Mm-hmm. So if you know how to do something like that, well, then that's great. But I wouldn't suggest that you work with Snap Partners, and you. And that would be the safest way for you to go about doing this. Snap Partners is going to offer first, they have $1 million insurance policy in place for any mistakes that, you know, could or might happen or anything like that. Actually, they're not going to be happening because a lot of their partner that they're working with, a lot of their employees are former IRS tax employees. So they already know exactly who's going to qualify and how to qualify and how much you qualify for. On top of that, they offer a 5-year free audit assistance program. So if there is any issues that you have to deal with, it won't be on your own. But before, you know, you get into actually filing it, they're going to let you know exactly how much you qualify for and really make it a real smooth process and safe process for your business.
All right. Very good. Now, can you get compensated by referring people to this program?
Well, you know, that is the great thing about the program, because, like I said, most people do qualify, but everyone's not going to qualify. Maybe you are just getting into your business outside of the pandemic and you don't qualify. But the good thing with Snap Partners is that they'll allow you to be able to have a commission on anyone that you refer. And so the commission is normally going to be anywhere from $100 to $300 per year per client that qualifies for the program. And it's such a smooth system where all you're doing is referring your interested party a link. And then we, as Snap Partners, kind of take it from there.
Okay. So this is definitely a good look for people who are looking for side work. Or I'm sure most people know somebody who's self-employed, so that's pretty easy. Do you know if, because a lot of times people are afraid to deal with the IRS. They don't want to get exposed, or they think it's, mm-hmm. they're going to be, you know, have an audit or something.
Sure.
What's a good way for someone to say if they think they're a good candidate for this program?
Well, I would say, you know, whoever refers you, whether it's me, whether it's Clarence, whoever it is, but the first process is that once you go and you sign up and you're going to create a profile and an account within the Snap Partners website, and then from there, you'll get contacted, and then the process will begin as far as, you know, if you qualify, how much you qualify for, and then kind of go from there. So, you know.
Phone break.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I forgot about that. But so you won't have to worry about fees or anything like that. You know, before you know exactly what you're dealing with and if you qualify or not. You know, we're not looking for people that want to, you know, kind of, you know, do things on the sly. It's like there's plenty of people that can qualify. There's plenty of ways that you can, you know, qualify for the program and just do it legit. And that's the basis of the program. I mean, the whole thing behind it is really to provide some help for self-employed folks. And so this is a great way to do it.
I see. So, folks, you know, when we publish this podcast, there will be a link in the show notes that has the information for you to sign up. Also, some informative links where you can find out more information about the program. This is definitely a good place to go find out if you qualify, to find out if you are owed some money due to these great laws passed. So I definitely recommend people do it. I definitely recommend people take a look at it. It doesn't hurt to take a look at it. You can either jump on the phone with myself or Khalid. I'll make sure both of our information is there. And you can find out more about this great program. Because a lot of people did lose a lot of income during COVID or the last couple of years. So this is a great place to recoup that information. So, again, I want to bring people on the show who, you know, can show you ways to make money, who can show you how to have a better life and just show you how to jump through a lot of hurdles. And so we're going to continue to have people coming on doing that. Khalid, is there anything else you want to tell people, maybe how they can find you or follow you?
Sure.
What you up to?
Sure. I'm real direct. So, if you reach out to Clarence or if you need to reach out to me, you can hit me up on my email. That's kmateen. That's kmateen. The number is 123@gmail.com. And just shoot me an email if you have any questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer. And again, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, it's not a loan. This is free money that was designated from the COVID bill. And there's a limited time to take advantage of it because the April 15th will be the deadline for 2020. And April 15th of 2025 will be the deadline for anyone wanting to file an amendment to their returns for the year 2021.
Okay. And then we're going to probably do a Zoom, which right. I'll let everybody know about it if you want to come on and check it out and see if it's for you. And we'll let everybody know when that Zoom is, and we'll take it from there. All right, Khalid, I appreciate your time.
Thanks,
explaining
sir.
This.
Not and, a problem.
We'll be back next week. We'll see you all later. It's Fit Over 40. I'm your host, Coach Clarence.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from the wisdom shared here. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. We're committed to bringing you the best content, and your support means the world to us. And hey, we'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is invaluable to us. Drop your thoughts, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to explore in the comments. Your input helps us continually improve. Lastly, if you found our podcast insightful and helpful, please consider leaving us a glowing 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews inspire us to keep delivering exceptional content. So, once again, thank you for being a part of our incredible community. Tune in next time for another dose of inspiration, and until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep evolving. Remember, results are typical.